It's time for Stu's Reviews, brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, 1011 16th Street in Greeley. And now, here's Stu Wright.
And now it's time for Stu's Reviews, being brought to you by Auto Taylor, Automotive Repair Specialists, located right here in Greeley. And we appreciate them. And, of course, we appreciate Stu Wright. Good morning, Stu. How are you doing?
Hi, George. I'm doing good.
Good. Nice.
Got a sports car today.
Oh, man, this is nice. So you have a 2023 Mazda Miata Club Roadster, snowflake white pearl metallic paint with black fabric trim, seating for two, heated seats, and 5 cubic feet of cargo space. Boy, I tell you what, you can pack in. Can you get a couple sets of golf clubs in there?
You can't even. I don't think you can get a golf club.
unless you
get a carry-on piece of luggage.
Unless you had a folded golf clubs, right?
The ones that fold probably won't work too well. To the moon.
But this isn't something that you're going to be taking on a...
It's a cute little trunk, actually. Yeah. Fairly deep. Got a big cooler in there and carry-on luggage, or maybe, I don't know, about a full-size suitcase. But it's clean, and it's sharp, and it's roomy.
Yep. Weighs about just over 2,300 pounds, 151 inches long, and has a 90.9-inch wheelbase.
Yeah, Miata, they've been around since 1989.
Yeah.
It's a true sports car. This is a roadster with a soft top, and it's that pearl white. You already mentioned that with a black top and black seats and black wheels.
Yeah, 17-inch black.
BBS wheels with the BBS logo in the center. And the red brakes behind there.
Oh, I love those. Those Brembo brakes, red front and rear, with 205/45 R17 Bridgestone steel belted radio, high performance radio. So you know those aren't going to be cheap if you need to replace one.
Not cheap and not good in the snow. That's rear wheel drive and has performance tires. So there you go. It's for summer. It's for ripping around. It's very agile.
Tell us about some of the interior accessories.
Well, you know, we talk about how there's always the same things in these: lane keep assist and rear front and rear collision alert, and cruise control is radar powered, heated. It does have a heated leather steering wheel, so you can drive it in the winter if you want to keep your hands warm in there. Nice rear camera, 7-inch infotainment screen. It's not a very big interior, as you noticed out there. Little buckets and room for two people. That's all you got. Side blind zone alert and a Bose stereo in there. Nine speakers.
Nice.
That's a lot of speakers around
that
a little
a
bitty pair of people and a little bitty pair of seats. But it's premium sounding and all that business with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. And this is a 4-cylinder, 2-liter engine in there, non-turbo, but peppy, 181 horsepower. And it's got a 6-speed stick behind it. Now, if you're going to drive a 6-speed with a stick, and you can get down in one of these Miatas, it's pretty smooth. It's not hard to drive at all.
No, this would be
a
fun
kill
car.
Yeah, short throw, it's snick, snick, snick. It's great. Torque is 151 pound-feet, and I mentioned it's rear-wheel drive. It goes 0 to 60 in 5.7 seconds, George.
Very cool.
Pretty peppy, 140-mile-an-hour top speed is advertised. I haven't driven it that fast
yet. No, you don't
yet.
Want to go that fast.
It'd be the car to do it in, being so sleek and sporty and handled so good. You want to hear about the gas mileage?
I would love to hear about the gas mileage with
that 180. It's not designed for that, but, you know, it's small and it's economical at 34 miles per gallon. 26 is the city rating. Combined rating is 29. Gas tank holds 11.9 gallons, so range on this wouldn't be bad. I don't think it's a road car, but... it's a sports car. 405 miles, though, is the range. Built in Hiroshima. Boy, that's in the news lately, huh, George? Hiroshima, where they dropped the atom bomb.
Yeah.
We got the Oppenheimer TV special and the Oppenheimer movie that's coming out next week. And this is built in Hiroshima. So apparently they've rebuilt that town. Put a plant there.
Yeah. A Mazda plant as well.
And by the way, you mentioned that it's a club right at the top of the show.
Right.
And that's not their top of the line. They make a Targa-type hard top. I think they call it RF. This is a rag top.
Well, this is it's a good-looking car.
Middle of the line, yeah. In fact, that's what I would buy if I was going to get one of these.
Sure.
Be the Club Miata Mazda.
And what's the list price on this thing?
$37,510. It's got $4,500 of extras on there, and that includes those red Brembo brakes and some of that performance items.
Well, payments on that are not counting taxes or fees, are roughly 3% for 60 months. You're looking at $674.
So yeah, this would be your extra car, your weekend car, you take to the track car, and then you ought to buy it, pay cash.
Yeah.
But some people can, some people cannot.
Well, you did a good job on this one. This is a fancy car. When are people going to hear this and see this review?
It'll be on my website, StuWright.com, a week from tomorrow.
Very good. Stu, I appreciate you so much.
You bet, George. I appreciate you.
Stu's Reviews was brought to you by Auto Taylor, automotive repair specialist, 353-3401.